Welcome back to another episode of Peter's Proffer here in the courtroom of current events. And today we answer the question, can Trump pardon himself? I brought my dad back on the show today to talk politics. And the question that's in the news everywhere is, can Trump pardon himself? So dad, let's start with that. Can Trump actually use his presidential pardon to pardon himself?
Well, it depends on who you talk to. The Department of Justice in 1974 said a president cannot pardon himself because someone cannot judge himself. And when the pardon power is invoked in Article 2, Section 2 of the Constitution, it says that he has the right to pardon. Pardon means he really has the right to be a judge, to let people off from the crimes they committed. And there's an adage that says that someone cannot judge themselves.
So the presidential pardon power actually comes from Article 2 of the Constitution, and it doesn't forbid the president from pardoning himself or herself. But what you're saying is, based on the past, it's been decided that the president can't pardon himself.
Well, again, he can't judge himself. And in the Constitution, when it talks about the pardon power, it talks about he can do all these pardons, but he cannot pardon himself from impeachment. So that would indicate...
Which is different.
That would indicate that when they wrote the Constitution, they carved out an exception saying the president can't do it for himself, but he can do it for other people.
Well, according to President Trump, if you read his Twitter, it says he absolutely can pardon himself. But why would he want to do that? Because he has never done anything illegal. He's never done anything wrong. So let's jump into why a president would want to pardon himself.
Well, there's an old Supreme Court case that says a pardon is a pardon for a crime you've committed. And, you know, it's like an admission. You pardon yourself, you're admitting you committed a crime that you needed to be pardoned for.
Right.
So if Trump does that, some people are going to say, well, he's admitting that he committed a crime. But when you ask the question, why would he do that? It's because you don't have to commit a crime, as we've seen, to be prosecuted, to be investigated. All these things that can take up your time and give you a lot of stress. You pardon yourself, you don't have to worry about the stress because any investigation they do isn't going to lead to anything because they can't prosecute.
So basically the reason for him pardoning himself would just be to avoid prosecution, not necessarily to admit that he did the crime that he's going to pardon himself for.
In his case, he'd probably say in order to make life easier.
Okay, so when talking about pardoning, what can he actually pardon as the president? Because he hasn't been prosecuted for or isn't currently being prosecuted for, and he's never been convicted of a crime. So if he hasn't already been convicted of a crime, what's he going to pardon himself for?
Well, the title people give that is the preemptive pardon. And this came about in the context of presidents back when you have 1974 with President Nixon. In that case, Nixon was being investigated for committing a crime, which is the burglary of the Democratic headquarters. So they said, well, you know, you pardon yourself from that crime, it's like kind of a preemptive strike.
Right.
Well, what Nixon did is he made a deal with Ford in that case so that he invoked the 25th Amendment to the Constitution, resigned from the presidency. Ford, who was his vice president, came in to be president, and Ford then pardoned him so that we wouldn't have any of this backlash or federal investigations of that burglary.
So Nixon didn't want to even take the chance to try to pardon himself. He made a deal with his vice president, who became president, Gerald Ford, who then pardoned Nixon.
I guess you could call it he made it cleaner, so we wouldn't have the argument about pardoning yourself.
Right, which we're not going to have that in this situation. It will be Trump pardoning himself if it were to occur. But can he pardon himself for future crimes, for things he's going to do out of office or things he's going to be prosecuted for later once he's not president anymore?
Well, yes, there are limits. You can't pardon yourself for all future crimes because they obviously haven't happened yet. So what are you pardoning yourself for? And you can't pardon yourself for state crimes. It would be limited to federal crimes because these are crimes against the federal law. He's the president. That's what he's pardoning himself for. So the investigations, for instance, right now, Vance is investigating him in New York for various business dealings. He can't pardon himself for those crimes, because those are state crimes, will be prosecuted in state court.
And he can't just do whatever he wants when he's not president anymore, just saying, I was president once and therefore I'm pardoning myself for the rest of my life. That's not part, that's an overreach for the presidential powers for pardoning, and he can't do that. So what we're looking at is potentially pardoning himself for past federal crimes.
Right.
That's the real question. And you're saying there's nothing in the Constitution that forbades it, but in the past, it has looked like the DOJ was not going to let that happen.
Right. There are some law professors who say he could pardon himself.
Harvard law professors.
Yeah, who say he could pardon, but most of the experts and, like I said, past opinions of the Department of Justice are he cannot pardon himself.
And I think that's evidenced by his tweet, which you can read a lot from his tweets, unfortunately. I don't think he's going to do it because he said, why would I pardon myself? I haven't done anything wrong. But he says, I absolutely can pardon myself. So it seems like he's kind of hedging there to where if he does want to pardon himself in the future, he believes he has that full pardon power, but he's saying he's not going to because then it would be some kind of admission of guilt.
Right. And some people, surprisingly, have said that it would be in Joe Biden's best interest if Trump were to pardon himself, because that means he wouldn't have to deal with investigating Trump for federal crimes, that the Department of Justice would be clear to that, and Joe could go on and do other things.
All right, so then that begs the next question, which is a follow-up question a lot in this conversation. Can he pardon his family? Can he pardon all the other Trumps for all their dealings that they've done while he's been president and prior in their life?
Yes, most people agree he could pardon his family.
That presidents can pardon their family.
Yes, yes, because for instance, in this case, in dealing just with the Trump family, they are currently under criminal investigation for their real estate deals, for bank insurance fraud, and for state tax fraud. So he could pardon his family, but again, his pardon ability is limited to federal crimes. So for instance, the state tax fraud that they're being investigated against, he could not pardon his family for that.
Okay, do you think, and this is the kind of the final question to wrap it up, is do you think he will use his presidential pardon for himself or his family members?
Well, you know, it's interesting because I think there's a good chance he might use it for his family members. He is very loyal to his family. He's very protective of his family. And if there's a way for him to protect his family, I think he might do that. Because we've seen that a lot of his pardons have been to close friends and associates. He pardoned Flynn, General Flynn, just recently. He gave a commute, which is a little bit different than a pardon, to Stone, one of his contributors in New York. So people that are close to him have been getting the benefit of this pardon power, and I can't imagine he wouldn't want to protect his family as much as he could.
So can he pardon his family in the middle of an active criminal investigation, even if they haven't been convicted?
Yes, he could pardon them before, he could pardon them during, he could pardon them after they're convicted. Flynn was convicted.
Right,
he
but
pled
I'm saying,
guilty and he
right, I
him.
Think it's obvious that once they're convicted, he can, but he can also pardon them when there's an active criminal investigation. Can he just pardon them with a blanket pardon that no federal crimes could come upon them, no federal investigation for the time up to when he's president?
Yes.
Like, how broad can the pardon be?
It can be as broad as his powers as president. So if he can pardon them as a president from that day all the way back, he can do that. Again, he couldn't do it for the future crimes they might commit.
Right.
But that's why, again, we talked about the admission. It's kind of an admission that there's a crime because you have to be pardoned for something.
But you don't have to be specific about what crime you're pardoning somebody for?
Absolutely not. No, you do not.
Very interesting. Okay. Do you think this is going to have any effect on him running for any further public office, whether it's president again, mayor, governor, anything like that? If he does pardon himself.
Well, the only thing you want to run for is president. I mean, you can't imagine
being any mayor of New York or governor.
I can't imagine
things like that.
I mean, I don't know if he'd get elected in New York. He can't win the state, no matter what he does when he's president. And he lives in Florida now, anyway. I don't think that he would run for anything else other than president. I don't think it'll have an impact on him. I think, though.
Well, he said he could go down the streets of New York and shoot somebody, and his followers would still vote for him. So. All right, so we don't know if he's going to pardon himself or not, and there's arguments on both sides as to whether or not he legally could do it. It's never been tried before. No president's ever tried to pardon themselves before, so Trump may be the first there. He's been the first a lot of other ways. So hopefully you guys enjoyed this episode. If you like this content and want more political content, leave a comment, like this video, subscribe to our channel, and we'll bring more of it to your ears and eyes on YouTube.